standing here with two members of the Twin Cedars girls cross country team, Riley Duncan and Cheyenne Bruns. And Riley, I'll start with you at the Knoxville Invitational. Seemed a little disappointed in how things went, even though you got a medal in your hand.
I didn't run as quite as well as I wanted to, but you know, there's good competition, and this is one reason why I come to these, is to run against competition and, you know, try to improve and get better.
Tough course. It's really hilly and everything. How did you approach the hills and ups and downs on this course?
Yeah, there are many hills on this course, but you know, downhill I was striding out, and then up the hill is where I kind of gained some ground on the girls that were ahead of me.
Now, Cheyenne, you've had a pretty good year. You've been kind of right there on Riley's tail. How's your season gone so far?
Oh, it's going good. I feel so much better this year than I did last year, and I'm using my stride more than I ever have, and it's getting me more confidence in running and wanting to win more.
Where does that confidence come from? Is it just, working out and, getting better and seeing those times come down?
Yeah, that's mainly what it is. And if I can keep Riley in my sight, I know I'm doing good. But if I can't, then I think I'm doing horrible. Because Riley's like my lead person that I can count on. So I know I'm doing good. If she's not like with me, then I know I need to speed up or something.
And I know Coach talks about, okay, everybody pushes everybody. Is that kind of way you look like? Riley's kind of pushing you to, be a little bit better every time?
Yeah, she is, and that's the main thing that I'm doing so much better, because I watched her stride more, so that I never did that, so I started doing that, and it helps out a lot. You get more bounce in your running, and it gives you more speed.
Riley, what's that like, knowing that you got the girls that are behind you kind of eyeballing you, saying, all right, I want to stay within where I can see Riley every meet?
You know, that makes me want to get better, and I also, like being somebody that people can look up to and think that, oh, I want to be like her. That's one of my things that I like to do, and I like to help these girls out as well as improving my times and making me a better runner.
And, at the beginning of the year, things got a little unusual for everybody. Twin Cedars had to shut things down, but Coach said, all right, the girls started to run on their own. What was that like, just not being able to actually assemble as a team but say, hey, come on, let's run on our own here?
You know, that was really bringing the team together and, bringing us all closer together. And during that whole time, we didn't just run, apart from each other. We came together as a team. We went to many different places. We went to the Cordova Tower, the Pella Trails, the Albia Reservoir, and we didn't just jog. I mean, we pushed hard and were ready to come out and compete that first meet.
And Cheyenne, what was that like for you to know that, you have someone like Riley and your teammates that, hey, we still have a season, even though it's, kind of gotten a little weird right here at first?
It was fine. I liked running with him on our own because we made it fun too. Like, even if it was hard and we were tired, we all ended up laughing in the end of it. So, it was still fun that we were still working hard to get where we needed to be.
Now, this team has some goals, Riley. I talked to Coach, and I know I've talked to you a couple times. State is a goal that this team, not just you, but the whole team wants to do.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely looking for that. And we know that we have to put the work in to get there. So every single practice, we're giving 110%. And, we're going to try to get there someday.
Cheyenne, what about you? What would it be like to run at the state meet this year?
Oh, it's going to be scary for me, but I know I can keep pushing and I can still do better. Maybe get in top 15, just maybe, I don't know.
For the most part, most of you cross-country girls also have to, when the meet is over on Tuesdays, especially now this Tuesday as we're talking, there's no volleyball match, but you literally got to hustle to the volleyball match. I mean, what is that like, trying to do two sports in one season?
I like playing both of them, so I think it's a great opportunity that we get the chance to do so. We cross the finish line. We want to sit down, but we can't. We get in the car and go play, and we're really excited for this Thursday. We're going to go run, do cross country, something I like to do, and then we're going to go play Melcher, and I can't wait.
Melcher Dallas. I mean, now football isn't playing them this year, but volleyball, how much are you girls looking forward to seeing the maroon and white team on the other side of the net?
Oh, we cannot wait.
Cheyenne, what about you?
I don't play volleyball, but I know that they're wanting to, play them to know that they can, get them and show them that Twin Cedars isn't just a small group. It's a big team that puts effort and work into it.
And Riley, volleyball's doing pretty well here as of late. What's been the big key for that?
You know, we've won 7 out of our last 9 games, and you know, we've been working hard and trying to get better at the things that we haven't been doing well, and you know, we're starting to talk and come together as a team and realize that we are better than what we think we are.